One of the biggest Aussie hits at night, going right around the country for Ausmade. It's Maddie Garwood and Melbourne's Shotgun Mistress. They're absolutely shooting fire into 2020. They are followed on from the debut of No Friend of Mine. And the latest release, this one is Save Me From Myself. I'm catching up with frontman Glenn tonight. Glenn, thanks for coming on Ausmade, mate.
Mate, it's an absolute pleasure. Thanks for having us.
First off, Shotgun Mistress. Tell us how this all came about.
Funnily enough, it was the brainchild of guitarist Matt Wilcock. He is more of like your crazy death metal head.
Yes.
Been a world-renowned guitarist in the metal scene for years and years, and we were in a band when we were 17. So he kind of went to the UK, became a superstar, and then came back, and it was just form this, really. It was just like a natural thing.
That's one of the things that is so prominent about this hard-hitting sort of stuff. The odd-time signatures, the guitar work, there's a real skill to what you guys are doing.
Props to Matt, because he's the one that writes the music, and then I just put the lyrics and stuff over it. It's definitely a different way of writing as far as the methodology is concerned, because usually it's like, get behind an acoustic guitar, write the song, and then play it to the band. But it's literally, he does the music, he sends it to the drummer sent it to me, and I sent it to the bass player. So.
Mm. And did you find that there was anything personally inspired for Save Me From Myself from you?
With the actual songs, a lot of the time you try to put yourself in someone else's spot, but this one's more of like trying to let go of your own sort of demons. Mine was more about always putting my head in the sand and not really taking control of certain situations. It's more about, you know, there's nothing wrong with being a bit of a prick.
Mm.
Just having a bit of a backbone more than anything, to turn it into like a party anthemic type track. So it's all about happiness.
Yeah, and even when you're searching for some of the songs that you guys are doing out there, like the live element part of your performance is a huge part of not only this genre of music, but for Shotgun Mistress. How are you finding this isolation period for your band?
It's tough, hey, because we were just really starting to make a bit of a hole in the Melbourne scene, at least. I mean, our last gig was at a little bar in Melbourne called Whole Lot of Love, and the guitars recently got a wireless rig for his guitar, and the bass player already had one. I had
cool.
one on my mic. He just walked outside and started playing in the streets, and then the bass player followed, and then I followed, and half of us were just in the street playing while the drummer's on stage. So definitely a big thing when it comes to the live scene. Yeah, we do miss it.
Yeah, and how are you finding the scene in Melbourne? There's obviously, like you've just mentioned there with Whole Lot of Love, you've got AC/DC Lane, all these little niche places that are so well renowned. What's it like for you guys with Shotgun Mistress in Melbourne?
The venues are just phenomenal. I mean, the AC/DC Lane one was Cherry Bar before they moved. That was our very first gig with it, Cherry Bar, which is awesome. Whole Lot of Love, you know, your Bendigo Hotels. We had Bombay Rock, which had been there for like since the 70s, and they closed down. That was like one of the last gigs we played before they closed down, and that was phenomenal. We opened up for Frankenbocken. But the actual scene itself, it's almost like having a bit of a resurgence, so we're really happy with, you know, to be a part of it.
Yeah, and what are you looking forward to most about getting into when things open back up again?
Probably just the smell of the bars and the stank of it, really, mate. It's just one of those scenes that it's disgusting, but you can't help but love it.
And what else are you moving forward to with Shotgun Mistress? What's the big plans once we can go past 2020?
We've recently signed to Golden Robot Records.
Yes.
So it's like the LA Guns and Skid Row label, and three single deal and then the album at the end of the year. So we've got the album all recorded. It's just pretty much time for releases and writing the second album, which we're about halfway through.
Yeah, sure. And what's the kind of recording process for you guys?
The actual album was recorded all over the place. Drums were done in one place. The mixing was done at Holes and Corners in Port Melbourne. I did it, my vocals, up in this really beautiful venue in Sylvan, up in the hills in Mount Dandenong, and that was Beveridge Road Studios, and an amazing quiet venue up on a farm, and it was just a beautiful experience.
Yeah, and if there was someone that you could work with and headline tour with, who would you put on your bill?
Some of these artists seem really corny, but I'd just love to meet them and work with them.
Yep.
Probably Miles Kennedy, man. Miles Kennedy from the singer for Slash and Alter Bridge. He's just an eclectic voice.
Would you have him open for you, or would you have him closed for you?
I'd have him closed for me, man. No way would you
have him. Awesome, mate. And how did you actually get into loving this style of music, this kind of hard-hitting rock?
I'm in my mid-30s now, and I've always loved it. I've always wanted to be in it. I think, you know, growing up watching Bill and Ted and seeing my cousins play in, you know, hard rock and metal bands and stuff. It was just a bit of a progression, really. And I'd never actually been able to find the right players to be in a band like this. It's always been either pop or solo stuff or acoustic. And so really excited to see how it ends up.
Awesome, mate. Well, I'm really excited to play your brand new one with Save Me From Myself. Glenn from Shotgun Mistress, thanks so much for coming on Ausmade tonight.
You're an absolute legend, and thank you so much for the support, mate. Hey, this is Glenn, and you are listening to Maddie Garwood on Ausmade, and you're also listening to our latest single, Save Me From Myself. Rock. Yeah.